got that just about right. It's not the first ever Viva La Vinyl. I've been doing that with my wife, Aspasia. We go under the stage names of J Katz and Miss Death.
Oh!
We were infamous in the 90s for a huge club night we used to do at the Lansdowne called Sounds of Seduction.
Oh.
But in the last three or so years, we've been doing Viva La Vinyl upstairs at the Darlow Bar.
I love it.
From 3 o'clock to 8, and it is primarily all vinyl, 45s, LPs. But today is the launch of our new monthly Sunday record fair.
There we go. I wasn't too far off. I got to say, you and your wife, you sound like the power couple to end them all in the vinyl world. I love this. Tell us about what inspired you to bring vinyl to Darlow Bar. What made you want to start the events that you've had in the past and then this kind of regular Sunday event?
Well, you know, Jess, I've got a few years up. I've been collecting vinyl since I was a teenager, and I've been doing events in Sydney since the 80s. And I just think it's really important. I mean, vinyl is human size. Vinyl actually is the art of music in a solid form. And I think our notion now in this modern world of everything on demand and streaming, we need to have that physical product in our hands to be able to look at the cover and the gatefold and open it up and get it out and play it with a needle. It's a mechanism we can all still understand to a certain extent, and I just adore it. And I mean, visually, as a DJ, vinyl is remarkable. Instead of looking at data, you actually look at the colour, the label, the whole identity. It literally comes to life for you.
It's amazing. It gives an audio medium a tactile and a visual response for listeners, which is wild in itself, I think, these days.
My God, you have sheer poetry in the way you describe that. So our record fair starts at midday and goes to 5 o'clock. Viva La Vinyl, the music is in the upstairs, so people, if they still need to smoke, can go outside in the balcony and do that and hear the music, and that's from 3 to 8. But we've got, in that area of Darlinghurst, and the Darlow Bar's on Liverpool Street, corner of Liverpool Street and Darlinghurst Road, there has always been this cachet of beautiful grassroots record stores run by the community. And one of the oldest ones is Listen Up. Now, Doz, who has not had that shop but still lives in it full of vinyl, open to the public for quite a while, is one of the key people behind organising this. And he's gone round and cherry-picked lots of other great record collectors and obscure record shops. Radio Free Alice is up there on Liverpool Street. It is an amazing store that still deals in books, DVDs, vinyl new and second hand. And I think it's a great flow on from Record Store Day that was yesterday. It's literally the recovery event, Jess.
Absolutely. When you talk about, you know, record fairs and crate digging and finding those gems, people get very excited. What's your ultimate find? What's been the most incredible record you've got your hands on at one of these events?
You know, it's a really difficult thing to say because just about, you know, I've realised now, you know, living many decades, that there is so much exciting material out there to be mined that you could spend 3, 4, maybe 5 lifetimes going through it. I think one extraordinary album I've got is the soundtrack by Earth, Wind and Fire, the Sweet Back's Badass Song, which was literally the pinnacle of independent blaxploitation films done by Melvin Van Peebles. And it really was the finger up to authority in the 70s. And when I was doing the SBS movie show, I was the replacement David Stratton when Margaret and David went to the ABC for a couple of years there. I actually met his son, who'd come out to publicise a docudrama on his father's making of that film. And he signed that gatefold sleeve to me from one badass to another.
Oh.
And that it's just that personalisation of vinyl too. You can't do it with a piece of data, but with an album you can go up there. And look, I guess you've got me excited here. The other one was Bowie on the final tour of Australia, the Sydney leg, the reality tour. I actually handed my original gatefold Japanese pinups in with about 60 other musicians, artists and promoters, and the only record he signed was Pinups. So I'm so overjoyed to have that, and to know that he acknowledged that I actually worshipped his music so much that I had a pristine Japanese import of it.
Oh my God, what a story. That's fantastic. This is amazing. So for people who want to get along, give us one more quick rundown. When's it happening? Where's it happening? Give us the details.
All right. Well, thank you. And look, I really appreciate that. And I love your show. And I think 2SER has done some of the most astounding work in pioneering just a grassroots approach to music. And you know as well as I do, Jess, the music is one of the only spiritualities we've got left in Western culture. It crosses all socioeconomic divides, and it touches people right in their heart.
It
so
does.
The
it
record
does.
Fair starts at 306 Liverpool Street, corner of Darlinghurst Road and Liverpool Street, at midday at the Darlow Bar. Viva La Vinyl is there every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to be doing the record fair every second Sunday of the month.
So, beautiful. Wonderful. Well, best of luck this afternoon. I'm sure people are going to find some absolute gems. Jamie, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Bless you and your listeners. And all the best to you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Jamie, a.k.a. Jay Katz, there telling us about Darlow Bar's record fair this afternoon. Viva La Vinyl Sundays. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show.